This is episode 330 of the Fun with the Maryland STEM Festival podcast. What is Learning Undefeated? This episode was recorded on May 10th, 2021. Hello, welcome to the episode of the Fun with the Maryland STEM Festival podcast. I'm your host, Phil Rogofsky, director of the Maryland STEM Festival. Today, I'm talking with Brian Gaines. How are you today, Brian?
Doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. Please tell us a little bit about your current position.
Sure. I'm the CEO for Learning Undefeated, which is a Maryland-based nonprofit organization, and we provide life-changing STEM experiences for high-needs communities by providing equitable access to education and inspiring students to imagine their own success. We've been around for about 25 years.
And you have a wide range of programs. Talk about some of those programs, please.
So we're best known for our mobile STEM labs. So we have a fleet of 6 mobile labs, which is a combination of tractor trailers, a bus, and 3 shipping container labs called Drop Any Rooms. Obviously, during the pandemic, we've been doing a lot of digital learning. We've created a whole host of new programs during the pandemic. And really, we're focused on trying to bring hands-on experiences to students, either in their parking lot when they're at school or through the pandemic, more directly to them when they're at home, hopefully doing distance learning.
And talk to us a little more about what's in the lab. When a student walks into a lab, what are they seeing? What can they do?
Sure. The labs are actually range from hands-on science. So we have a couple of labs that are wet labs. So you would do your traditional biology, chemistry, environmental sciences that you would do in middle and high school. We have a lab that's focused on the engineering design process, where students actually are blasted off to Mars, land on the planet Mars, and work on a game-based learning platform that teaches them how to design and build their own Mars rover. Our newest labs, our Drop Anywhere labs, are really immersive learning experiences where students come on the lab and can actually interact with the walls, can work with each other in teams, and sort of learn a wide range of about careers in STEM, what kind of opportunities there are there here in Maryland, in the Mid-Atlantic, and really learn about how can they maximize their academic careers, think about careers going forward.
I believe at least one of those labs are outside the Maryland area. Is that correct?
That's right. In 2017, we responded to a hurricane in Texas, Hurricane Harvey, which had devastated a number of schools along the Gulf Coast. And make a long story short, we started there to support schools that were underwater, had been damaged by the hurricane. And that led to now a full-fledged program running statewide in the state of Texas. So we have a partnership with the Texas Education Agency. And we actually operate a lab full-time across the state of Texas.
During the pandemic, have the labs been closed?
Unfortunately, mostly, yeah. In the Mid-Atlantic here, in Maryland in particular, our labs have been parked because many schools have been closed. In Texas, actually, our program has been running the entire pandemic, and we've been able to see students throughout that process. So yeah, during the pandemic, life has been a little bit different, as you might imagine, as is true for most education nonprofit organizations. And we're really focused on taking our activities and really turning them into digital assets, which I think has been really wonderful for us, great for students, great for teachers, and really sort of rounds out are offering to students and teachers moving forward.
When do you foresee them being open again to students? Have you scheduled them yet, or have you a date yet?
We have actually. Our Explorer Lab, which is the lab that does engineering design, is actually up and running right now. We were actually up at Northeast Middle School last week. So we started actually about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We have a pretty full schedule for that lab, which is it's a bus, so it's a little bit larger. And we have socially distanced activities on the bus. We've increased our filtration systems on all of our labs, so they're safe environments. So we have a whole protocol in place for COVID, and some of our labs are actually operating here in Maryland right now. We are really planning a full return in the fall for the next school.
How long have you been with the company?
So I've been with Learning Undefeated now for about 8.5 years. Incredible ride. We used to be called MD Bio Foundation. So we were MD Bio Foundation for a number of years. And for the last 2.5 years, we rebranded ourselves as Learning Undefeated to really capture the fact that we were really more broadly STEM versus just biosciences, although biosciences is sort of in our wheelhouse.
How many people are within the organization?
So we have 18 full-time employees. And then for the last few years, we've had an AmeriCorps grant. We have between 10 and 20 AmeriCorps members that have been working with us over the past couple of years.
Prior to working for this organization, what is your background?
So my background is not in science or in STEM or education. Actually, I have a business background. I was a business entrepreneur, started my career as an entrepreneur going back about 30 years ago now. First part of my career was in business, getting businesses running and then helping other businesses get started. And then about 25 years ago, I started a nonprofit organization and then transitioned into the nonprofit sector And I've been working in education and youth-focused organizations really for the last 20, 25 years before coming to Learning Undefeated.
What were some of those businesses that you started up early in your careers? What type of businesses were they?
I used to live in the Bay Area in San Francisco. My first business was I helped to open one of the first Ben & Jerry's ice cream stores on the West Coast. So this was when I was in my early 20s. Ben & Jerry's was a pretty new company back then, at least coming out to the West Coast. And I helped open the first Ben & Jerry's retail store in San Francisco. This is back in 1991. That sort of led to a chain of Ben & Jerry's stores. Mm-hmm. Did this for over 10 years where I opened 8 Ben & Jerry's stores. We had a special event business. So it became a pretty good sized small business over the course of about 10 years. And then I transitioned from that and did some work for Ben & Jerry's on the corporate side, helping other Ben & Jerry operators get up and running across the West Coast. So I had a cool job where I would go and help Ben & Jerry retail store folks open up new stores, grow their businesses for the whole entire West Coast. I say my ice cream career lasts almost 15 years.
Well, then what's your favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor?
Ah, that's the question people ask me all the time. I would say my favorite Ben & Jerry's flavor has to be Cherry Garcia. One of my stores, our second store we opened, was right on the historic corner in San Francisco, Haight & Ashbury. Being the owner of the Ben & Jerry's on the corner of Haight & Ashbury, Cherry Garcia had to be my favorite flavor. And it's just, I love chocolate. I love cherries and ice cream. I'm still a big ice cream junkie.
Okay. Did you grow up in San Francisco?
No, I'm originally from New York City. I grew up in Queens. I made my way out to San Francisco right after college. And it was just a dream of mine to move to California, live in the Bay Area. And I always sort of had a dream to be an entrepreneur and start my own business and have the opportunity to do that, fortunately, at a pretty early age. It was an incredible part of my career and one that one has really benefited me throughout my career, but really treasure that time and experience.
Well, why did you make the switch from being an entrepreneur to starting nonprofits and getting into education?
Really being part of the whole Ben & Jerry's culture, right? Socially giving back, socially responsible business. I really saw as being a part of that network, how business could really make an impact on the community, really how nonprofits could benefit by working closely with businesses around culture, around how they could be more efficient in terms of running nonprofits. I saw firsthand by being involved and working with really dozens or even hundreds of causes, the impact that I could have, and really figured this is something I wanted to do with my life. I thought it was really important for me in the next chapter of my life to give back, to be able to make a difference in the lives of students and communities and see how I could really make a difference that way. And that was sort of how I transitioned from the business sector to the nonprofit sector. And frankly, for me, it's been incredibly rewarding in terms of my career, the opportunities that I've been given, and really the difference that I think folks can make in their lives as they move through their career and see how they can sort of transition. And what I tell students when I meet them is your career path is never linear, right? You never really know where you're going to go. And it's really about following your heart and following where you want to go as a person and see how can you make the most difference in the world. And along that time, I also became a parent, a father, and figured I really wanted to give back to students and kids.
My final question, did you ever meet Ben or Jerry?
Oh, yes. Ben and Jerry, I met them really early on in my business career. Got to meet them right after they opened their first plant in Waterbury, Vermont. So I had a long relationship with Ben and Jerry. Still are in touch with them from time to time, but really had a great relationship with them and really saw them as mentors and folks that I really looked up to and really believed very deeply in their philosophy around business and how business can be a difference maker, how it can have an impact in society.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for taking time to talk to me today, Brian.
Thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fun with the Maryland STEM Festival podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate it and leave your comments wherever you got this podcast. That helps us get more listeners. Tell everyone you know about this podcast. Check out our show notes for information how to follow Learning Undefeated. Have a stimulating day.